Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of the Super Bite Size. I am Andy Guan, and with me as always is Liam Dunn.
I'm finally back after, 4 weeks of not being able to be on the show? It's been a crazy month, but I'm finally back. And no storyline for my reasoning to going. I've just been busy.
Good. Don't come up with stories like, he left to shoot. Pew, 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 pew. Like, no, it's not. That's not how life actually works.
Speaking of not how life actually works, we're talking about wrestling.
And yes, exactly. So, John Cena was on the Jericho podcast on the WWE Network, but they're not podcasts because it's on the network, and it's not on iTunes, so it's not a podcast, so fuck off.
Well, are we sure it's not on iTunes?
I haven't seen it on iTunes.
Well, then it's not a podcast. It's a talk show. Talk show is Jericho, not podcast is Jericho, or Jericho is podcast, or Derpy, I didn't actually shave my head because April Fool's Derpy cast. It's a talk show. It is Jericho hosting a chat with a star in the WWE. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I think this needs to happen more often. I enjoyed Austin stuff where they broke the fourth wall, where they broke kayfabe, and they talked about actual things. I enjoy that. What I don't enjoy is that you're claiming it's a podcast when it's quite clearly a show. This is a podcast. What you're listening to now is a podcast.
My friend, if you're going to have a problem with what they label as a podcast, I think we're going to be here all night, and we're supposed to get this done in 29 minutes. So, we'll move on.
That's a very good point.
So, basically, John Cena was Chris Jericho's guest, and here are some highlights that we might actually want to discuss. So, they joked about the five moves of doom. So, John Cena is actually basically self-aware and understands his own shit.
Wait, are you saying that he's Skynet or something right now?
I always thought John Cena was like a robot that Vince made that was just like basically made just to sell merchandise.
Well, he was called the Prototype, so... But
see what I mean? It's a theory.
It's a theory that actually holds ground.
Yeah, I'm doing the fucking Illuminati bullshit symbol. It's a sign. But, yeah, other things include that Cena isn't upset about being in the main event because he wants to give chances to talented people on the roster, including...
Now, okay, hang on. Pause there for a minute. Right?
All right.
So, I was talking in the infamous Supla boardroom the other day about how I actually like Cena's open challenge. And Sam kind of... he agreed with me. I like it because it's now where Cena can hang with mid-carders, but he can give them a chance to shine without steamrolling them. He's actually in a match with them. Cena, LOL, Cena wins. I get that. But the point is, you can make someone look strong and still have them lose. So I think that Cena being the US champ and doing this is actually a good thing.
And he actually said that he wants to bring prestige to the US title, which is something that Carmine might like as well.
Well, Carmine's not here, obviously, but Carmine apparently really hates what's going on with this whole US title thing, and I don't understand why.
But he's been saying for ages that he wants the US title and the Intercontinental title to mean something.
Yeah, but I think Carmine is just a little butthurt over the fact that Rusev lost to Cena. I think that's what he's butthurt over.
He's a fanboy.
He can't get over that.
Such a fanboy. He's like, I love Roman Reigns and I just love...
EWR.
No, not EWR. I just love EW. Fuck it. I just love Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. I think they should fucking win forever and ever.
Ambrose should win every title in the history of professional wrestling since the beginning of time. All right, Carmine, whatever helps.
Dean.
But I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing that Cena is, he is actually... Not so much. I don't know about the prestige because I think that title, obviously, it's dead and buried to me. Like it has no prestige. But the fact is, to me, it's where Cena is now elevating mid-carders. He doesn't have to steamroll them. It's not a jobber match. It is actually like this past week he faced off against Stardust. I never thought I'd see that sort of match where it's Cena versus Stardust and it's not a jobbing match. But it was an actual sort of back and forth thing where, you know, he tries to give Stardust the AA and then Stardust reverses it, kind of botches the flip onto his feet, but nevertheless, he counters it. That's something I never thought I'd see.
Yeah, and I mean, he actually names like Dean Ambrose, which is Carmine's favorite wrestler, and Cody Rhodes, I mean Stardust, as two names that he really thinks have potential. So it's
well, I remember I've been saying for years, and you can go back to some of the previous Supla end of year awards where I said pretty much for about 2 or 3 years consecutively, I kept saying we'll see Cody Rhodes win the World Heavyweight Title this year. We'll see it. No, it didn't happen. Next time, we'll see it this time. I do think he has a chance to be a main eventer. I don't think as Stardust he has a chance.
Oh, God, Stardust is shit. So bad.
I mean, there's a reason why Goldust was never main event material. Guys, let's be honest.
But, I mean, you talk about people who weren't main eventers or anything, but he talked about, like, his first people on the road were Tajiri, the Bashams.
The Bashams?
Yeah, Ultimo Dragon and Funaki.
God, that does show a sign of the times, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he tells a funny story that Tajiri couldn't speak English, and he'd just constantly be like, he couldn't pronounce the word whopper. Bit racist. But, he actually can speak perfect English, so he went to a Burger King and went, can I have a whopper, please? And it scared the shit out of them, because they were like, you speak English? What the fuck? We've been talking to you like fucking like a tourist on holiday. Like, oi, do you want chips? And you're like, I don't know what you're saying. Like fucking hell, Tajiri. Anyway, moving
brilliant,
on.
Brilliant, brilliant.
So, but let's get on to the good stuff because no one cares if Tajiri can say the word whopper or not. John Cena and Vince differ creatively at times, but trust Vince. And he also gets yelled at just like anyone else. And anything like that. And he talks about the first time he met Vince was on SmackDown. Because The Undertaker couldn't be there for like a SmackDown episode with Kurt Angle or something. So Vince told him to then cut his hair and that was it. That's all he said. Cut your hair! Have some fun!
Cut your hair, damn it!
Have some fun, damn it!
Have some less hair! Damn
Cena brought up the whole brass ring comment and said that he loved it because Vince can hear the audience. And Cena says that if guys feel something's right, they should just go out and do it, even though they're PG and they have to just go outside. And, like, some of the rules and stuff. Like, I'm like, what? Fucking no. I don't get it. Like, Vince doesn't listen to people because if he did, we wouldn't have had the main event we would have had this year. So,
no. The thing is, I haven't really had a chance to talk about WrestleMania from my point of view because I know the Supla last week did it, and I'm sure Carmine and Sam talked about it on their show. I don't really watch it. Who does? No one likes them. But they for me, I actually thought the ending of WrestleMania, and it made me think that sometimes fans give WWE a bit of a hard time. I do. I think that. And myself included, for the past 2 years, past two WrestleManias, I've said, this company doesn't know what they're doing. They're building towards probably the worst WrestleMania main event ever. And twice in a row, they've proven me wrong. Obviously, WrestleMania 30, we've spoken about that a year ago. If you're interested, the shows are on YouTube and iTunes. You can listen to them. I won't talk about that. This year, I genuinely think that they gave us probably one of the best endings I've seen to a WrestleMania in years. That was the best way they could do that. I can't imagine a way that they could have made that ending better.
No, I mean, they booked that perfectly. I know
it was genius. It was absolute. The way that it was handled was genius.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that the booking up to the main event was genius, because kind of Brock's whole contract dispute kind of took over the whole promoting of the match.
But it shouldn't.
Which is what it should.
I mean, Brock.
No, it shouldn't have. It should not have done that.
But Roman wasn't really getting over. I think it made the match more intriguing when they were like, yeah, He's re-signed. Like, what?
But no, they shouldn't do that because they should invest their time to build Roman Reigns then.
But they shoehorned him into something there where he wasn't really over. Like, he wasn't over at all. And the crowd were booing him. I told you guys at Mania they would boo the shit out of him. And no one listened to me. No one ever listens to me. And I...
Well, maybe switching it to Brock's contract was the best possible scenario that you could go with to build it. It's a bit different. It's not something that I think that they should have done because it shouldn't have been about Brock's contract. And especially if that was what it was going to be, he shouldn't have revealed it before WrestleMania. He shouldn't have gone onto TV at all. It should have been a surprise. He should have kept the fans in the dark about his contract so we didn't know. Right?
No,
so,
okay.
No, listen. So, Seth Rollins comes out, cashes in, wins the title. Everyone thinks Brock's gone, right? Keep Brock a secret. Don't have him show up the next night on Raw. Make the fans think that he's left. And then have him do a running and beat the shit out of Seth Rollins at Extreme Rules. Just run out of the crowd. No music, no Paul Heyman. Just runs out, beats the shit out of Seth Rollins, and gets chucked out of the building.
Yeah,
that's the way it should have been booked then. If that's the angle they were going to go with, if they were going to make this all about Brock's contract, that's what they should have done. And then they should have done an on-air, I'm re-signing with the WWE thing.
Well, speaking of Brock...
And also, that's how you could turn Brock into a babyface. Boom.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Brock... Speaking of Otto, Jericho and Cena also talk about OVW and the class of guys that they had when Cena was there. So you had Orton, you had Batista, you had Lesnar. And, like, I remember John Cena even was like, remember Shelton Benjamin? That was a thing. And he was like, but he was actually, like, he actually really put him over. Like, he was fucking awesome. He could walk on the ropes. He was great.
He was awesome. Shelton Benjamin was the tits.
That's what I'm so shocked about. Like, John was like, you remember Shelton Benjamin? He was good. Why do we ever let that guy go? Fucking idiot.
Did he say that?
Well, he put him over, but it was kind of like implied where it's like, he was really good. And it's like, but he's not in your company. He's working in Japan. What's wrong with you?
Well, the thing is that the creative kind of fucked up. Shelton Benjamin wasn't the best on the mic, but he didn't need to be. His in-ring, he was probably one of the best in-ring competitors WWE's had for a long time, right? But the problem was, they made him the gold standard and they made him dye his hair blonde.
No, it died. This character died. They gave him Shelton Benjamin's mum. Remember that?
Oh, God, I forgot that was even
remember
a thing.
Remember that fucking thing? Like, fucking, what the fuck was that about?
Oh, God, that's when it died. That's when it died. The thing is, Benjamin was like, during the reign of the evil Triple H, Benjamin was the only person, I think, to beat Triple H twice in a row.
We gotta put the Shelton Benjamin over, but he's never gonna win the world title, because I'm the game.
No, I think wasn't there a time, I think it was in 2005, or 2004 actually, 2004, where it looked like Maven nearly won the world title? Do you remember this?
No. Were you smoking crack when that happened?
Oh!
Did that happen?
No, it looked like Maven nearly... Yes, it was Maven versus Triple H for the world... Because what it was after Survivor Series. I don't know why I remember all this random trivia. It was after Survivor Series, right? Survivor Series 2004. It was Team Triple H versus Team Orton. And whoever won, those four members would be GMs for the next 4 weeks.
What?
And Maven was on the team, weirdly
oh,
enough.
Oh, God, I think right? I remember this. Oh, God.
Maven was on the team for some reason. And he was the first... I think he was the first GM of that lot, and he was like, I'm going to give myself a world title shot.
Well, you fucking would, though, wouldn't you? No, that's stupid. A smart person would have vacated the title and then awarded himself the title. That would have made more fucking sense. I'm going to be world champion now. I am Maven, and I have you eyebrows. That's my excuse.
That is actually a legit point. Technically, if he was GM, he could have stripped Triple H of the title and just gone, I'm going to give it me. Fuck you.
I mean, that's free. Is that a really evil thing to think of? Like, fuck you, Triple H. I'm worse than Triple H, aren't I? Fuck marrying the daughter and everything. I would just give myself the world title.
Ironic thing is that not long after that title match, Maven turned heel for some reason and then was never seen again. So, That could have been the way he turned. He could have just gone, fuck you, Triple H. I'm taking the belt. I'm the champion. And then he loses it the next week. And then that means that Maven would have been World Heavyweight Champion for 1 week.
Well, speaking of randomly turning heel, Chris Jericho also brought up the old can of worms, which is, why aren't you a fucking heel yet? So, Cena said that there was potential in a heel turn when he was feuding with The Rock. They even made him new gear, which probably was like black jean shorts and a black shirt and a cap that says, fuck off, fans. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I Heart Cancer. That would have been what the t-shirt. No? Too far?
A bit far. You might as well just say, fuck Make-A-Wish, kid.
literally. Now that would have made him a heel.
Ultra heel. Because I was thinking like NWO Hollywood Hogan, but Hollywood fucking, like Hollywood Cena. Just have like lightning randomly for no reason. And just have...
So you're telling him to grow a beard, and so the beard goes black, and then he's got a blonde mustache.
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted?
Yep.
Yep, okay.
No, don't want that. So basically, he had new theme music played. He was a heel in OVW, and he said it would be great for him to show a different side of him, but he likes to be an inspiration for kids. And people would cheer him as a heel anyway, and that people boo him anyway at the minute. So it's like, what's the difference? And basically, he kept going on about like Make-A-Wish stuff, and like that's what means most to him. And that at the end of the day, it's like if it's one kid in the crowd that he saw earlier that day, and he does the salute, and the kid's like, yeah, I love John Cena. That means that, you know, it's the Make-A-Wish stuff that's basically stopping.
To be fair, right, I can see Cena's point.
I can't.
I can, because the thing is that he is... The WWE now is a family-friendly product, and he's kind of the Superman of it. There's stories where Superman turns heel, but that wouldn't make sense because you don't do that in comic books. You turn into a hero or a villain. There are stories where Superman turns into a villain, but they tend to be sort of one-shot sort of stuff, like the Injustice game. So most of the time, you're not going to see Superman do anything villainous unless it's a very different universe that they're doing. Yeah. And I think WWE, in a way, is kind of seeing it from that point of view. He is the one that, as much as people like me and Andy and other super co-hosts might dislike the Cena character, I'm not saying that necessarily he's bad in the ring. I dislike the character. I'm looking at him from a character point of view. I dislike the character, but I can see why the character exists.
Yeah.
I can see why he won't turn heel.
My tea went cold and it tastes horrible, but...
Great.
The thing is, I completely disagree, because it's like, everybody gets Make-A-Wishes. Everybody gets them, all right? If you believe what Punk has said, everybody fucking gets them. Even Bray Wyatt gets them. I saw something on YouTube where this fucking kid saw Bray Wyatt, got to meet Bray Wyatt, and someone's got to meet Vince, who's like the biggest heel of all time. So, I completely and utterly disagree with that. It's like, if you're a sick child or something, and you want to meet someone, more likely they're not going to be like, I want to meet Bray Wyatt. No, kid, here's John Cena. I wanted to meet Bray Wyatt. Fuck you, kid. Like, no, that's not how things work. So, and the thing is, there's a reason why he's in the mid-card now, because he's stale as fuck. People were getting sick of him in the main event. That's why we're getting new people, which is good. Good, great, great. Just keep doing it. But it would help if Cena actually changed something about himself slightly, because I'm not saying go full.
No, I get what you mean. No, I do get what you mean. But the thing is, we're both looking at it from a character point of view.
Right.
But we need... The thing is, Cena is looking at it from a corporate business point of view, one that makes money. And at the end of the day, if he's getting the most Make-A-Wish wishes, I guess. And if he's, if his merchandise is making the most money, even if it's through not maybe the most legitimate means, at the end of the day, they want to push him to the moon in terms of his sellability. If he becomes a villain, maybe people like me and you would do it. But let's be honest, how often are we going to buy wrestling merchandise? I haven't bought wrestling merchandise since about 2003.
I haven't bought wrestling merchandise since Punk did the leading with the belt.
That's four years ago.
That was the first time I ever did it. That's the last time I ever did that.
But the thing is that you've got kids who, let's be honest, kids are twats, right? They are. Kids, right,
I'm going to play this back for your future kids and be like, hey, Liam Jr., look, this is your dad. Kids are twats. Like, fucking
no, what I mean is that kids are twats because what they'll do is they will cry and they will bitch and they will moan to their parents.
Well, be a decent parent and be like, that's how life is. I can't go. Push down there. Like, get the fuck away from me, you weird grown man. I go to the shop and they run out of cheese. I can't go, I want the cheese. That's how fucking life works. Fuck. If I get red letters saying final, I can't fucking write wow wow wow. I don't want to pay. Fuck off. That's not how
I would
work.
I would love it if you fucking did that. I would. That would have to be documented as proof if you did that.
Like I hate parents that do this shit. Like when I as a kid, if I was like I want this, and my family like go fuck yourself, not leave.
I fucking just imagine like a 4 year old Andy just going, Daddy. Look at the pig treasure. Go fuck yourself, kid. I'd love that. That'd be amazing.
I just want.
But anyway,
I don't want. I don't want to come off as my family like that. So, no one in my family told me to go fuck myself as a kid. Just for
fun. Well, it's not until he turned into an adult. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway,
it's great. It's like, oh, can I borrow a quid? Fuck off. Oh, great.
Anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is these kids. Will they will manipulate. This is what kids do, right? Kids got a lesson from Edge. They're the ultimate opportunists, the master manipulators. This is what kids are. And they will manipulate their parents to buying them new John Cena outfit that is, oh my God, it's blue instead of green. LOL, need it, Cena wins. That's the sort of, that is why Cena is the big seller. That is why he is pushed as a babyface, and that is why we'll probably, until the point where they don't want to, you know, kids don't want to be buying his stuff, which I don't know if that'll ever happen, that is why he will always be a babyface. Yes, I think the Cena character has gone as far as it can go. I thought that years ago. But the thing is, they're not going to change that.
The problem with that is that, like, okay, when kids get to, like, their teenage years, and they're like, this John Cena guy sucks. I hate wrestling. I'm going to, like, do what normal people do and chase girls. And, like, chase...
Or boys, you don't know.
Whatever, I don't know. I'm speaking from my perspective. It's like...
Or dead bodies, because they're Cain. Who knows?
That's illegal. So, but, like...
But if they're dead, you know what I mean? It's not like, rape.
There's things in life that are bigger than wrestling. And then, like, oh, I'm just going to whack off instead. And, okay...
I don't know, hang on, when I was 13, I kind of mixed the two together. I meant with the Divas, I just wanted to clarify with the Divas.
This is going down a weird road, mate. I'm not really sure if I want to... I mean, what the fuck? Okay, my point... These teenagers are like, fuck wrestling, I'm not watching anymore. And then you get like a new generation of people going, oh my God, this is John Cena! And they're like, hey! It's like I've been reborn again. Da, 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 da. I'm like, God, no.
I do get what you mean, but I just think we've got to a point now where we kind of have to accept the fact that Cena is going to be the way that he's going to be for the rest of his life until we're all about 50, and then he'll fucking die in the ring because he can't pick up the Big Show anymore, because apparently that spot is still amazing. It's not like he's been doing it for 10 years. Every time it happens, Michael Cole goes, "Oh my God, I can't believe it.
I swear to God, I've never seen this happen before."
Calm the fuck down. It's happened for God knows how many times for the past 10 years. Calm your shit.
The thing is, as well, I don't mind Cena now. Is it weird I'm saying this?
Yes.
Don't mind him. In this position, in the mid-card, he's just there.
No, I'm not saying that necessarily. I'm saying the character is something that we've got to just sort of learn to accept is going to be there. It's kind of like syphilis. You just got to kind of accept it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the best. You could do without it in your life, but it's going to be there.
Syphilis a permanent thing?
I don't know. You know more about STIs for some reason. I thought you'd know this.
Why the fuck would I know more? I have a strike!
That's a very good point. But nevertheless, that's the thing is, I just think he's kind of just this thing you got to... It's like... You know that annoying friend you have?
Yeah.
And he just won't go the fuck away.
Yeah, I'm totally getting this. Yeah, I'm getting what you're saying, mate.
So you kind of just tolerate him, even though you'd wish he'd go the fuck away. You just sort of just tolerate him for the sake of it.
It sounds so familiar, man.
That's kind of John Cena.
Okay.
Is that making any sense now?
Yes. And one last thing that Cena talked about is that he has never taken any PEDs or any steroids in his life. He's never taken any steroids in his life. There's noises coming from downstairs.
I hear voices and noises.
That are downstairs. Kid. Anyway, so, yeah, he's never taken any roids. During bodybuilding, he was drug tested, and he says that his body has been the entire same since day one.
Excellent. And I think on that note, we should probably start wrapping this up.
Yes. So, get used to this, because Cena wins LOL.
Hopefully, the WWE will actually be able to do something interesting with him now in a different position in a mid-card.
I can't believe they actually,
to be honest, I'm not...
had stuff made for him as a heel. As well.
I'd love to see what that was. I'd love to see what that music was.
Basically, instead of the "you can't see me" thing, it's just someone doing a middle finger. It's like, fuck you.
That would flipping totally be stepping on the toes. That would be stepping on the toes of Steve Austin.
Stone Cold John Cena.
Anyway, we should probably wrap this up. That's the worst crossover character in the world.
No,
I have been Liam Dunn. I'll say that again. I'm gonna do my outro again. I have been Liam Dunn. Now you can speak. Don't talk over me, you pussyfoot.
I'm not a pussyfoot.
Just talk. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, I'm Andy.
There you go. Play the music.
Wherever you play.
Don't do the song. Don't do the song.